In the headlines, one northern community has an end to their water woes in sight with the announcement of an upcoming water project to be executed by Wasco. The Department of Fisheries is cautioning St. Lucians to continue adherence to regulations within the lobster fisheries, even as it remains open throughout the festive season. And India has set the West Indies a mammoth score in the third and final T20 being played in Mumbai. Details coming up.
Giving at Massey Stores Supermarket and TJ's. Over 5.5 million loyalty points to be won. That's how we're spreading the love. Every week, we're giving away 50,000 loyalty points to two lucky customers at each Massey Stores Supermarket location and 25,000 loyalty points to one lucky customer at TJ's. Enter with every $100 spent and remember to swipe your Massey card. Promotion runs until December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Season's greetings from your Massey Stores family.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with the tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Natural Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
For your shopping convenience, Sunbelt Bexar has extended its shopping hours this Christmas season. From Monday, 9th of December, we're open from Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Season's greetings from the management and staff of Sunbelt Bexar, your hardware store.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. One northern community has an end to their water woes in sight with the announcement of an upcoming water project to be executed by Wasco. Dubbed the VAC Quay Water Project, the initiative is expected to positively impact the access of community residents to the main distribution lines of the Island's Water Resource Distribution Agency. The project is expected to include several hundred meters of piping, the construction of a pumping station, as well as a storage tank. At present, residents source water through the process of rainwater harvesting. According to Marketing and Communication Officer at Wasco, Sherianne Williams, while the practice is environmentally sound in theory, room for improvements remain.
The residents now get their water through rainwater harvesting, which is a good thing, but it's not as reliable as being connected to the mains would. So because of that project coming on, they would now be connected and they would now have a more regular supply of water. As far as we understand, some people actually use water from a pond that has been in that area for a very long time. And of course, using that kind of water can expose you to waterborne diseases, and it's not sanitary, it's not healthy, and that's really not progressive for people to be still carrying water, using water from ponds and rivers and so on. So Wasco is the contractor on this project. The SSDF is funding it through the Basic Needs Trust Fund, and the government will foot a portion of the bill. So the entire project is set at $2.1 million EC dollars, and of course each of the people involved in the project will have some part to cover in terms of the cost. The start date for the project has not been set because this is still in the infancy stages. There's a lot of paperwork to process before the project can actually come on stream. But it is something that has started. It's in the works. So pretty soon, the residents themselves will be able to benefit from it.
Minister with responsibility for equity, social justice and empowerment, who also serves as the Member of Parliament for Grosley, Leonard Montout, speaking at the signing ceremony for the project, which was held earlier today at the Lands Road offices of Wasco, detailed the impact of the project on his constituency.
Over 100 residents will be affected. About 45 households will be impacted, and that, I think, is significant. The executive director of the SSDF mentioned the concerns that we had, not only because people did not have pipeline water, but the consequences, the inconveniences of having to carry water. So the few who have water, because of lack of pressure, had to wait till after midnight, perhaps wake up in the middle of the night to collect water. And most of all, you were told too that there was the use of a major community pond where many residents relied on the source of water, for the source of water. And that in itself, as you have heard, was causing its fair share of problems, especially among children, because we had cases of waterborne diseases as a result of the use of the water from the pond. So these will be a thing of the past, and I'm happy to know that we will not only be making life easier, but improving in many ways the lives and health of the people of that community. Attendant to that same project, you will appreciate one of the things that has caused the cost of the project to be that high is the fact that we have to lay pipes along the roads, which require the digging up of the roads. But you may find it strange to hear me say I'm happy for that, because that is a road that will get attention, because along with the project came a commitment from the government of St. Lucia that they will be prepared to put in the funds to rehabilitate the road.
Minister with responsibility for equity, social justice and empowerment, Leonard Montout. The Department of Fisheries is cautioning St. Lucians to continue adherence to regulations within the lobster fisheries, even as it remains open throughout the festive season. Earlier today, Information and Communication Officer within the department, Yvonne Edwin, outlined the period within which the fisheries remains open, as well as the impact of compliance by consumers with the guidelines in place.
The Department of Fisheries informs all fishers, seafood vendors, lobster consumers and purchasers that the lobster fishery remains open until Saturday, February 29, 2020. However, for the effective management of the lobster fishery, it depends heavily on compliance, and so we're calling on persons, particularly during this festive season, to ensure that the regulations in place for lobsters are followed, that is the 9.5 carapace length, the fact that molten lobsters or lobsters with eggs should not be sold. This, of course, really boils down to purchasers at the various restaurants and persons who sell and buy lobsters, that they should continue to monitor any lobster purchases that they make during this time. So the department will be actively monitoring and ensuring that persons are keeping to the regulations. Members of the public, fishers, seafood vendors, they must comply with the regulations because it can threaten the lobster population. Anyone found with lobsters in their possession or with lobsters that do not fall within the regulations can be fined a maximum of $5,000 Eastern Caribbean. Non-compliance could also result in the extended closure of any one fishery.
Ms. Edwin also detailed the dates for the impending closure of the sea turtle fisheries and the need for complete disposal of related products before the specified date.
The sea turtle fishery is open at this time and will close at midnight on the 31st of December 2019. All harvesting, purchasing and sale of sea turtle must cease by December 31st. All persons with turtle meat or products in their possession must do away with them or consume them before the end or the closure of the period. For all fisheries regulations, the maximum penalty is $5,000 Eastern Caribbean.
Information and Communication Officer within the Department of Fisheries, Yvonne Edwin. India has set the West Indies a mammoth score in the third and final T20 being played in Mumbai. With an opening partnership of 135, the team rattled up 240 for 3, and the West Indies need a required score rate of 12 and over. For the details, let's join commentator Joseph Reds Pereira.
The two teams are 1-1 as they go into this third and final T20, and India seem to be totally charged up of beating the West Indies in this game today and taking the series 2-1. They had a brilliant opening stand of 135. Sharma getting 71 of 34 balls with 6 fours and 5 sixes. Rahul fell at 91, 56 balls, 9 fours and 4 sixes. And just to rub salt into the West Indies wound, Kohli, the Indian captain, 17 not out, 29 balls, 4 fours, 7 sixes. And the West Indies really had a thorough time in the field. Cottrell, 4 overs, 1 for 40. Holder went for 54 off his 4. Pierre conceded 35 runs off 2. Williams, probably the best figures of 1 for 37 off 4. Walsh, 4 overs for 38. And Pollard had 2 overs, which cost him 33. And he took 1 wicket. The West Indies are reeling the latest score at 19-3. Simmons, who starred in the last game, went for 7. King, who opened in place of the injured Lewis, he seemed to have a knee problem, falling to the ground with feeling. King went for 5. Etmyer's number 2. Puran went for no score. And I think this is all over bar the shouting. It's difficult to see the West Indies recovering from this. Pollard is not up without scoring. And the bowling, the batting to come is Holder, Lewis if he can bat, Pierre, Williams, Cottrell and Walsh. Just before this match started, the West Indies coach, Phil Simmons, did seem to set a fire when he said that Williams and Kohli will prove an interesting matchup. The West Indies fast bowler had gotten him out in the last game. Well, that seemed to have fired up the whole India team. So the West Indies, in reply, have now reached 19-3. India 240. In more news on cricket, the under 15 being played in St. Vincent. St. Vincent 75-79 all out versus Dominica. Grenada versus St. Lucia. When last I heard, Grenada were 134 for 4. St. Lucia winning the toss and sending Grenada into bat. But this looked like game over. India seemed to be on the course of winning this very easily. As the score comes up, they're 20-3 after 4.1. It had Maya and 3 and Pollard yet to score.
That was Joseph Fred Sperera. Now to the regional news developments brought to you, the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185. 16-inch for as low as $195 and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. British Virgin Islands are saying farewell Wednesday to a former premier. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Wednesday, December 11, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. An official funeral will be held Wednesday in the British Virgin Islands for former long-standing leader Ralph T. O'Neill. The British Overseas Territory has been in official mourning. That's our lead story.
These are some solemn times in the British Virgin Islands, where a grateful people are pausing to pay their respect to one of their modern-day political powerhouses.
Because he has left a legacy.
Over the last 2 days, thousands filed through the House of Assembly in Rotong in one final salute to the late Ralph T. O'Neill, who served on two separate occasions for a total of 12 years as a national leader. He had served as a representative for 40 years. Over the past 2 days, after a somber journey through the streets, his remains were brought to the House of Assembly as it officially lay in state. The former premier died a month ago at the age of 85. People from all walks of life, one-time supporters and opponents, all for once united in grief and shared respect. Current Premier Andrew Foy began his career under O'Neill as a 28-year-old. 2 decades later, he leads his party and sits in the Premier's chair. The connection and the bond, obvious as he stood taking one final look at his mentor.
He has done a lot for the territory. He has guided us through some turbulent times. I remember that he took over in 1995 due to the sudden death of the late but great also H.L. Stout, and he was able to carry the ship through those turbulent times.
Opposition leader Marlon Penn may belong to another party, but he shares equal respect to the man many now say transcended times and labels.
Means so much to this territory. He was the first premier. He was chief minister. He did so many things. He longest service member. I think he served for over 40 years. And for me, it was a privilege and a pleasure serving with him 2011 to 2015. I learned a tremendous amount from him.
On Wednesday, a funeral procession will sneak through the streets of Rotong from 9 a.m. His remains being taken for one last symbolic journey from government headquarters past the House of Assembly and then onto the sports complex for the final service. This Wednesday, people here will have one last chance to say farewell to both a man and an era. I am Shamika McDonald reporting for Carib Update News Service.
This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, China is to provide EC $38.4 million in aid to the government of Grenada, which will see the funding used for the cricket stadium renovation and other projects. China's ambassador in St. George's and Grenada's foreign minister Peter David signed the new agreement on economic and technical cooperation between Beijing and St. George's. Under the agreement, the Chinese government will provide $38.4 million EC dollars grant to improve the Grenada Cricket Stadium, among other projects. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness is set to arrive in Japan Wednesday for what has been described as a working visit. Holness will be in the Asian country until Saturday. He will meet with Crown Prince and Crown Princess Akishino, as well as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Holness's visit to Japan comes on the heels of his attendance at meetings of leaders of African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries in Kenya. A Jamaican woman who was found guilty for the death of a fellow countrywoman in 2017 has appealed to the court for leniency when she comes up for sentencing on January 31 next year. Tidesha Ann Juliet Hales, 26, admitted to killing Shokaya Boyd, but told the High Court that she was not guilty of murder, but guilty of manslaughter. A post-mortem found that the deceased sustained 14 injuries and that Boyd's death was due to hemorrhage from a stab wound to the neck. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. The Caribbean's newsroom, I am Wendy Chateau.
Get
getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180.
What?
But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. One northern community has an end to their water woes inside with the announcement of an upcoming water project to be executed by Wasco. The Department of Fisheries is cautioning St. Lucians to continue adherence to regulations within the lobster fisheries, even as it remains open throughout the festive season. And India has set the West Indies a mammoth score in the third and final T20 being played in Mumbai. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talliam. Good afternoon.